Just a minute, we're going to sing number 306, and Phil's going to lead us in that song, In Christ Alone. And that's in your new book. If you want to get out your new books, we'll be looking at some of the text there towards the end of this conversation that we have. You know, in the old book that we had, the blue book, the bigger blue book, there was often and almost always a scripture at the top of the page that tied in with the lyrics of the song, that kind of gave context for the song. And I don't know how many of you remember Herb Turner, but Herb was a man who was very thoughtful in how he led the congregation in acts of worship. And one of the things that he did was he would always read that verse at the beginning and often make comments about it just to really give practical application of what the song meant. And I really appreciated that. And now our new book doesn't have scripture at the top of the page. And that's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. It does a lot of things very well. It does some things better than the old book. But as I thought about preparing today, and I thought about this song, I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I had a scripture in mind that I wanted to share with you, and that I wanted to kind of be the foundation of what we discussed today. And that's 1 John 4, 14 through 18. 1 John 4, 14 through 18. Let's start by reading that together, and then we'll kind of get into this discussion. So again, starting in verse 14, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love, abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. As he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. You know, our ability to overcome fear through Christ is what I want to talk about today. And I think we would all agree that most of our greatest fears come from uncertainty. Uncertainty. And it's just a fact that as we live in this world and in this physical life, we are surrounded by uncertainty. We're seeing uncertainty in the news. As we look and see what's happening over in the Ukraine, I think that's the definition of uncertainty. There's just no guarantees for us, really, in the physical world. Think about when you get behind the wheel of your car. Can you be certain that you're going to get safely to your destination? Think about your financial security. Has there ever been a time in your life when you were a little bit concerned about what was happening in the stock market, what was happening in with your finances? Just the thought of crossing the street without incident. Just the thought of crossing the street without incident brings uncertainty. But it's one of the things that we have to deal with. Each of us has to deal with the uncertainties of life. And there's some that find it very difficult. There's some that find it more difficult than others to overcome the fears that they face in this life each day. You know, people can become gripped with fear about getting out on the road, and they just might not drive. I've seen that. I've heard of people who just were overcome with the concern of, am I going to have an accident? Well, I don't want to get out on the road. People getting concerned about their finances. You know, so is the bank going to collapse? Is the stock market go down? Well, the safe thing for me to do is stuff my money in my mattress. At least I'll know where it is, and I'll sleep on it, and I can be comfortable that I'm in control of it, right? And we know the fallacy in that. Uncertainty breeds fear, and fear is a powerful force. It can be a crippling force. But what John told us in this verse is, and what he told the saints in the first century, is that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And so what I want us to think about is his argument for that today. And I think he answers it in verse 17, if you look back at that, when he says, because as he is, Jesus, now he's talking about Jesus, because as he is, so are we also in this world. And I think he's saying two things. One is, in he talks about loving God, and this was we studied in our study of 1 John, us loving others as God has loved us. When we show our love to God through the obedience of his will, when we show our love to one another with selfless acts, well, we're in fellowship with God. And that's what he says in verse 16. He says, when we abide in his love, God abides in us. So, fellowship. When we're in fellowship with God, him abiding with us, us abiding with him, how can we have fear? So by living for God versus living for ourselves, this gives us the same character traits as Jesus. And when we resemble him, when we resemble Jesus, we're not going to need to fear when we see him as he comes back to this world to judge it. If we look like him, we won't need to fear and have concern when we face our Savior. The other thing he's saying is, I think when we obey the gospel, having been baptized into Jesus' death, well, our sins are washed away. And he clearly says in the first chapter, in verse 9, that to Christians he's speaking, he's writing to Christians, if you confess your sins, well, God's faithful to forgive you of those sins. And how does he do that? He makes us righteous. He makes us spotless through the blood of his Son. So we can appear before God in righteousness just as Jesus does now because of the sacrifice that was made for us. And the righteousness that we enjoy, the hope that we enjoy, that only comes through God. God's grace, the giving of his Son. And it's through that that we can conquer all our fears. So John makes this argument that I think he's saying in verse 17, we are standing before God in righteousness right now in the kingdom on this earth. Again, I think that's what he means when he says, because as Jesus is with God in righteousness in heaven, spoken of in the present tense, because as he is, so also are we, again, in the present tense, in the kingdom, in this world. I hope that gives you confidence today. I hope that that's something that you can think about, that in Christ alone, you can face a holy God, you can face a just God, and you can stand in his presence without fear. So before Phil leads us, I want us to think about the song a little bit, this song, In Christ Alone. It's number 306, and I want you to look at just the first and last verses with me, okay? Again, it's in the new gray book, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. So if we think about this first verse, in Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fierce drought and storm. What heights of love and depths of peace when fears are stilled, when strivings cease. My comforter, my all in all, Christ alone. Here in the love of Christ I stand. When we're in Christ, there's just nothing to fear, because when he's in the center of our lives, we're on solid ground. We are on immovable ground. Sure, there's going to be difficulties. Sure, there are going to be things that challenge us. But knowing that Christ has overcome the victory allows us to live victoriously. And if you think about that fourth verse, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is a power that comes only through Christ. He alone commands our destiny. No power of hell or scheme of man can thwart this plan or take us from his hand. We are kept safe in the love of Jesus until he returns to bring us to a heavenly home. And we can have faith, we can have confidence, and we need not live in fear each day because of what was done for us on the cross. That's the power that as we stand here today in the kingdom each day, That's the confidence that we have, that we are made as Christ through his sacrifice. We are made righteous, just as he is standing righteous and blameless before God right now. We are too in his kingdom. And no scheme of man, no scheme of the devil, no challenge can take that from us. So let's think about that as we sing this song. And let's not just think about it at this time only, but all through the week. As we look at the news, as we see the uncertainty of life, the challenges that people's covetousness, people's jealousy are bringing in the Ukraine, wanting what they had. They wanted, Putin had the Ukraine. It was part of his empire. It's not anymore. He wants it back. The uncertainty that get caused by people around us can be overcome. There's no fear in this life, and we need not fear anything before us because of what was done for us in Jesus. We have total certainty.